प्रेमामृताम्बुनिधे धीराधीरजनप्रिय प्रियकरौ निर्मत्सरौ पूजितौ श्रीचैतन्य कृपा भरौ भुवि भुवा भारावहन्तारकौ वन्दे रूप सनातनौ रघुयुगौ श्रीजीवगोपालकौ वन्दे सनातनौ रघुयुगौ श्रीजीवगोपालकौ नानाशास्त्रविचारणैकनिपुणौ सद्धर्मसंस्थापकौ लोकानां हितकारिणौ त्रिभुवने मन्यौ शरण्याकरौ राधाकृष्णपरारविन्दभजना आनन्देन मत्तालिकौ वन्दे रूपसनातनौ रघुयुगौ श्रीजीवगोपालकौ वन्दे रूपसनातनौ रघुयुगौ श्रीजीवगोपालकौ श्रीगौराङ्गगुणान्वर्णनविदौ श्रद्धासमृद्ध्यान्वितौ पापोत्तापनिकृन्तनौ तनुभृता गोविन्दगानामृतै आनन्दाम्भुरिवर्धनैकनिपुनौ कैवल्यनिस्तारकौ वन्दे रूपसनातनौ रघुयुगौ श्रीजीवगोपालकौ त्यक्त्वा तूर्णमशेषमण्डलपति श्रेणीं सदा तुच्छ वा भूत्वा दीन गणेशकौ करुणया कौपीन कन्थाश्रितौ वन्दे रूपसनातनौ रघुयुगौ श्रीजीवगोपालकौ भुजत्तकोकिल हंससारसगणा किरणे मयूराकुले नानारत्ननिबद्धमूलविटपा श्रीयुक्तवृन्दावने राधाकृष्णं महर्निशं प्रभजतौ जीवातदौ यौ मुदा वन्दे रूपसनातनौ रघुयुगौ श्रीजीवगोपालकौ वन्दे रूपसनातनौ रघुयुगौ श्री जीव गोपालकौ संख्यापूर्वक नाम गानरति भी कालावसानी कृतौ निद्रार विहार कार्य विजितौ चात्यंत दीनौ चयौ राधा कृष्ण गुण स्मृतेर्मधुरिमा नन्देन सम्मोहितौ वन्दे रूप सनातनौ रघुयुगौ श्री जीव गोपालकौ राधा कुंड तटे कालिंद तनया तीरे शवंती वटे प्रेमोन्माधव शारशेषदशया ग्रस्तौ प्रमात्तौ सदा गायन्तौ च कदारेर्गुणवरं भावाभिभूतौ मुदा वन्दे रूप सनातनौ रघुयुगौ श्रीजीव गोपालकौ वन्दे रूप सनातनौ रघुयुगौ श्रीजीव गोपालकौ राधे व्रज देवी के चलरिते हे नंद सुनो कुता श्री गोवर्धन कल्प पाद पतले कालिंदी वने कुता भूषन्ताविति सर्वतो व्रजपुरे खेदेर्महाविह्वलौ वन्दे रूप सनातनौ रघुयुगौ श्रीजीव गोपालकौ वन्दे रूप सनातनौ रघुयुगौ श्रीजीव गोपालकौ
I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Shri Rupa Goswami, Shri Sanatan Goswami, Shri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Shri Raghunath Dasa Goswami, Shri Jiva Goswami, and Shri Gopala Bhatta Goswami, who are always engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna and dancing. They are just like the ocean of love of God, and they are popular both with the gentle and with the ruffians, because they are not envious of anyone. Whatever they do, they are all pleasing to everyone, and they are fully blessed by Lord Chaitanya. Thus they are engaged in a missionary activities meant to deliver all the conditioned souls in the material universe. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Shri Rupa Goswami, Shri Sanatan Goswami, Shri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Shri Raghunath Dasa Goswami, Shri Jiva Goswami, and Shri Gopala Bhatta Goswami, who are very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principle for the benefit of all human beings. Thus, they are honored all over the three worlds, and they are worth taking shelter of because they are absorbed in the mood of the gopis and are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Dasa Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Jiva Goswami, who are very much enriched in understanding of Lord Chaitanya and who are thus expert in narrating his transcendental qualities. They can purify all conditioned souls from the reactions of their sinful activities by pouring upon them transcendental song about Govinda. As such, they are very expert in increasing the limits of ocean of transcendental bliss, and they are the savior of living entities from the devouring mouth of liberation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Gopal Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who kicked off all association of aristocracy as insignificant in order to deliver the poor conditioned souls, the accepted lion cloths, treating themselves as a mendicants, but they are always merged in the ecstatic ocean of the gopis' love for Krishna and bathe always and repeatedly in the waves of that ocean. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Dasa Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who were always engaged in worshipping Radha Krishna in the transcendental land of Vrindavan, where there are beautiful trees full of fruits and flowers which have under their roots all valuable jewels. The Goswamis are perfectly competent to bestow upon the living entities the greatest boon of the goal of life. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who were engaged in the chanting the holy names of the Lord and bowing down in a scheduled measurement. In this way, they utilize their valuable lives, and in executing these devotional activities, they conquered over eating and sleeping and were always meek and humble, enchanted by remembering the transcendental qualities of the Lord. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Dasa Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who were sometimes on the bank of the Radha Kund or the shores of Yamuna and sometimes at Vamshivat. There they appeared just like a madman in the full ecstasy of love for Krishna, exhibiting different transcendental symptoms in their bodies, and they were merged in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Dasa Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who were chanting very loudly everywhere in Vrindavan, shouting, O Queen of Vrindavan, O Radharani, O Lalita, O Son of Nanda Maharaj, where are you all now? Are you just on the hill of Govardhan? Or are you under the trees on the banks of Yamuna? Where are you? These were their moods in executing Krishna consciousness. Sri Chada Goswami Prabhugan Ki. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवाञ्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च। नमा ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिन्यति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Yesterday, was the disappearance day of Gopalbhatta Goswami. Gopalbhatta Goswami, who is one among the our Shad Goswamis, he was very humble and meek. And the Shad Goswami Ashtakam, which is written by Srinivas Acharya, he is the disciple of Gopalbhatta Goswami. Uska thoda wire de dena laptop adapter. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in on his South India Yatra, while traveling he came to Rangakshetra. As soon as he saw, because there are 7 gates for that temple, he saw the first gate, he started running towards the temple. And as usual, in the main sanctum of temple, Brahmanas, they were reciting suktas from Vedas. And as soon as Sriman Mahaprabhu, he entered into the temple area, very melodiously he was singing the holy name of the Lordship. And by hearing that sweet chanting and sweet singing of the holy name of the Lordship, all the Brahmanas, they were like a pin drop silence. They stopped. They brought their prana into their ear and they started hearing that melodious voice. And as soon as Mahaprabhu, he entered into the inner sanctum, he saw the Lordship Ranganath and he just fainted on the ground. It's mentioned that when they saw Mahaprabhu, they felt like a golden mountain has fallen down on the ground and he's rolling on the floor. By seeing that ecstatic symptoms, one elderly bhatta, bhattas are like a chief priests there in Sri Rangana, and his name was a Venkat Bhatta. He came forth and he pushed the crowd back to protect Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu came to his external consciousness, he prayed the Lordship Sri Ranganath. And by seeing such beautiful features and this molten golden color of Lord Gauranga, Venkat Bhatta in his heart started thinking, who is he? From where he has come? So many things came into his mind. And he was feeling same attraction as he has attraction for Lord Ranganath. Then very humbly, he asked Sriman Mahaprabhu, why don't you come and have a prasad with us? And Mahaprabhu agreed for that. And he followed Venkat Bhatta. They came at home. According to the Vedic system, Venkat Bhatta and his another true brothers, they gave him a royal reception. Mahaprabhu sat there. And that time, one of his brother, Venkat Bhatta's brother, whose name is Prabodhananda Saraswati, actually he was initiated or sannyasi from Sri Sampradaya. When he saw Sriman Mahaprabhu, his heart also got attracted to him. And for next 4 months of Chaturmasya, Lord Chaitanya, he resided at the place of Venkata Bhatta. And that time, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he was hardly like a very young boy, maybe around 5 or 6 years old. So Mahaprabhu, after having prasadam every day, he used to call Gopal Bhatta and he used to ask to have his remnants. And this is how Mahaprabhu blessed the next acharya of Gaudiya Sampradaya. After Chaturmasya war, Mahaprabhu was supposed to leave from that place. But Gopal Bhatta, the small boy, got so attached to Mahaprabhu that he was not ready to leave Mahaprabhu. And by seeing the earnest desire of this child, Mahaprabhu stayed for a few days again there. And then he instructed Gopal Bhatta. You stay here as long as your parents are alive. Take care of them. And when they go, you come to Vrindavan and do your bhajan there. So since that day, Gopal Bhatta was having craving to go to Vrindavan. And as Mahaprabhu travelled back to Jagannath Puri, he told Rupa and Sanatan that in future, one devotee named Gopal Bhatta is going to join you in Vrindavan. So please take care of him. When his father and mother became very old, and they were actually old, but they became more old, that time Venkat Bhatta called his son and asked him, "Don't worry about us now. You go and follow the footsteps of Mahaprabhu. Go to Vrindavan and do your bhajan. And by remembering their lordship Sri Ranganath, they entered into the Nitya Leela of their lordship." Then Gopal Bhatta Goswami, at the age of 30, he came to Vrindavan. During this time, when he was in a Sri Ranga Kshetra, he studied very nicely the grammar of Sanskrit. He became very proficient and prolific writer as well as a scholar of Vedas, especially the Pancharatra Agamas. And he came to Vrindavan. He came and met Sri Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami Pad immediately sent a word to Sriman Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri and told him that now Gopal Bhatta has arrived. Actually, when he was in Rangakshetra, Mahaprabhu initiated him in this Gaudiya Sampradaya. And when he came back, he took shelter of Rupa and Sanatan and followed their footsteps. As they were traveling, they were not staying at one place. They were sitting and spending their nights at different trees. So he was following the same path. One day, he was praying to Lord Narasimha that, "I would like to worship your particular form. I got that earnest desire in my heart. So please, bless me." So as he was doing his parikrama and regular sadhana, one day, Lord came to his dreams and Lord asked him that you go to Nepal, and then Gopal Bhatta Goswami, all the way from Vrindavan via Haridwar, he reached Kali Gandaki. And as he was taking bath there, as he used to dip his kamandalu in the water, few shilas, they came into his kamandalu. So he again poured them down. Again he wanted to take water. Again few shilas, they jumped in his kamandalu. Again he poured it down. Again he put his pot under the water, and again he got the same shilas. Then for a while, he said, "It must be the divine arrangement. The lordship must want this, that I should carry them." So, with awe and reverence, he took them. From this we can understand, when Lord wants to get service from you, he comes to you himself. Few people, they want Shaligram. By your desire, you are not going to get the worship of Lord. If they desire that you should worship them, some other they will make their own arrangement to come to you. And he got them. So while coming back at Haridwar, he stayed at one Brahmin's house. that Brahmana took care of him nicely. And by seeing the sincere service attitude of that Brahmana, Gopal Bhatta Goswami was very much pleased in his heart. But that Brahmana couple, they never had any offsprings. So they prayed, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, bless us so that we can have some progeny. And then Gopal Bhatta Goswami blessed him. In future you are going to have a great devotee of Lord as your son. And then Gopal Bhatta Goswami left. Before he leaves, that Brahmana, he came and begged us at his feet. The whoever comes as my first son, I will send him to you for your service. Please give him your shelter. And then Gopal Goswami left for Vrindavan. He came to Vrindavan, and as every day he used to go to Yamuna, take bath, then he used to worship his shaligrams. He had 12 shilas. So every day he used to worship them. And by someone, some great merchant, Sedji, he heard about Gopal Bhatta Goswami, about his dedication, as about his devotion, and how this Shilas came to him. He got attracted to Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and he thought that I should go and render some service to this great person. So he came with a lot of silk clothes, ornaments and everything. And he gave it to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he took it. But by seeing all that thing, his heart started paining. He said, what is this? I don't have a form of their lordship with whom I can dress them and put these all ornaments. They are of no use for me. At the night, he offered some bhogas to his shilas, then aarti, and he put their lordship take rest. And he sat and he kept chanting, performing his bhajan. Then early in the morning, like a Brahma Muhurta, he went to take his bath. He took bath, got some water to worship his shilas. And as soon as he came and just opened that cloth or removed that cloth, he saw the beautiful form of Krishna, who is standing Tribhanga Lalita and playing on his flute. And that form of Lord is so expletive and exclusive, has clear features on it. His eyes are so prominent. The way he is standing and all the bodily elements that are featured in that particular form are so beautiful. Even it has teeth. There are two teeth. They are visible. If you see close up of Radha Ramanji, you will find he has a teeth on his lips. He has beautiful lips. What they call it? Chin. And it is very cute actually. Anyone who can see that, they will fall in love with him. And as soon as he saw that form, his happiness knew new bounds. He started jumping, rolling on the ground in ecstasy. And as that news spreaded like a wildfire, and all the other Goswamis who came to know about this, they ran towards him to see the beautiful form of their lordship. As all they came, they saw the beautiful deities of Sri Radha Raman. They were not named yet. So they saw the beautiful form of Muralidhar, who is playing. Shyam Sundar playing flute. They turned around and they saw the same mark as the marks were there on the Damodar Shila of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. On the day of Narsimha Chaturdashi, Lord appeared in the holy dham of Vrindavan is in that particular form. After seeing that beautiful exquisite form of the Lord Rupa Goswami Pad, he gave the name to that deities, Shri Shri Radha Raman. Actually, there is a note, Radharani there. If you see in the Radharaman Mandir, on the left hand side of the Lord, they are having small asana for Srimati Radharani. Then Gopal Bhatta Goswami started worshipping that beautiful form. Amongst the all original forms, this is the only form of the Lord which has self-manifested is there in the Vrindavan. He never left for Jaipur. All other deities like Radha Govindev, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Gopinathji, Radha Damodar, all they are there in Jaipur. Among the Shad Goswami's deities, the original form of the Lord which was manifested for Goswami's, this is the one which is still there. And it is considered that the worship that they offer to Radha Raman is one of the best worship in whole Vraja. And especially if you go for the Shayan Darshan of their Lordship, you will have an out-of-world experience. They play such a beautiful ragas on the flute and they sing so melodious in that particular raga which is meant for that prahara, and they put their Lordship into the rest. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami, being such an ardent follower of Mahaprabhu's Siddhanta. Actually, when Mahaprabhu heard from Rupa Goswami's messenger that Gopal Bhatta Goswami has arrived to Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu immediately sent few things for him from Jagannath Puri. He gave him his upper cloth. He gave him one wooden plank on which Mahaprabhu used to sit. He gave it to him. And when Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he received that, he was in ecstasy. He started using that plank for his own sitting while worshipping their Lordship. And that plank and Mahaprabhu's Uttari, both things are still there in Gopal Bhatta Goswami's Samadhi. If you go today also, you can see that things, they are there, which was given by Mahaprabhu to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So when this, after the departure of prominent acharyas, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya and Shyamananda Pandit, when they came to Vraja to study under the guidance of six Goswamis, Srinivas Acharya came and took shelter of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Then he initiated him and gave the teachings of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he wrote two books which are like a sutras or smritis for grihasthas, especially who follows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wrote a Shatkriya Saradipika, then Hari Bhakti Vilas. He wrote commentary on Sanatana Goswami's commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. And it is said that out of love for Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Sanatan Goswami wrote the Hari Bhakti Vilas and gave the name of Gopal Bhatta Goswami to that book or that compilation. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami was so humble and meek. He requested Krishnadas Goswami that he should not mention his name in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that's why we don't find so much about Gopal Bhatta Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Gopal Bhatta Goswami Pad, he lived for 75 years and then he passed away on the 66th of month of Ashad. And as explained in Gaur Ganadesh Dupika, Gopal Bhatta Goswami is the Lord's eternal associates who helps Sakhis. And his original identity is Guna Manjari. All these Goswamis, they are the Manjaris who are helping the Ashtasakhis to render service to their Lord. So let's pray at the lotus feet of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. As by seeing his sincere desire and his endeavor, Lord himself manifested in one of the most beautiful form to take worship from him. So at some degree, we also should get the service of their Lordship by the mercy of Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Srila Gopala Bhatta Goswami ki. So we'll stop here. Hare Krishna. इसलिए तो षटक्रिया साध दीपिका उन्होंने लिखा ना. वंदे रूप सनातन. He got initiated by Mahaprabhu. His father was Acharya or one of the prominent personality in Shri Sampradaya. Bhattar means they are the worshipper or acharyas of, or purohitas actually, who do the worship. Abhi bhi hai. Vahan pe Jagannath Baldev Subhadra ji ke vigrah hai, bahut sundar hai. एक्चुअल में वैदिक सिस्टम से केवल सामवेदी ब्राह्मण्स जो है दे आर अलाउड टू डू डायरेक्ट अर्चना टू देयर लॉर्डशिप. दे कैन पर्सनली टच लॉर्ड, दे कैन ड्रेस लॉर्ड, दे कैन डू ऑल दिस थिंग. ओनली सामवेदी ब्राह्मण्स. महाप्रभु ने चातुर्मास वहीं पे ही किया था. 1511 में महाप्रभु वहाँ पर पहुँचे थे और उस समय 4 महीना उनके घर में रहते महाप्रभु, और पूरा चातुर्मास. एक्चुअली ज़्यादा इसके बारे में इन्फॉर्मेशन है नहीं. देखो, महाप्रभु 4 महीना किसी के घर में रुके हैं, किसी गृहस्थ के घर में. तो सोचो कितना सारा मर्सी महाप्रभु ने उनको दिया होगा उस समय. लेकिन ज़्यादा डिटेल्स उनके बारे में कुछ है नहीं, क्योंकि ना तो गोपाल भट्ट गोस्वामी ने उसके बारे में कुछ बताया और ना ही महाप्रभु के साथ कोई था जो वो सब लिख सके. एक था कालकृष्ण दास, बट ही वॉज नॉट दैट प्रोफिशियंट टू राइट और से समथिंग. केवल दो ही गए थे, महाप्रभु और कालकृष्ण, इसलिए ज़्यादा हमें मिलता नहीं है। अन्यथा आप देखो प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती जो, अगर उनके आप किताबें उन्होंने लिखे हुए ग्रंथ पढ़ोगे, चैतन्य चरितावली आता है नहीं, मैं जो कहना चाह रहा हूँ वो बात अलग है। हाँ वे तो आप सोचो, वे इतने प्रकांड पंडित थे तो कितनी सारी चर्चाएं हो चुकी होंगी उनमें, कि वे सारा सब कुछ छोड़ के रंग क्षेत्र से आकर कहाँ पे वास करने लगे? हाँ नहीं 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 नहीं, ये अपने महाप्रभु उनके घर पे रुके और महाप्रभु के साथ जो चर्चाएं की, उस चर्चा के कारण उनका मन वृंदावन के प्रति इतना आसक्त हो गया। हालांकि उन्होंने श्री संप्रदाय में संन्यास लिया था, लेकिन वे वृंदावन में आके रहे और वो भी कालिया दह पे, और बहुत सुंदर श्लोकों की उन्होंने रचना की है, बहुत सुंदर उन्होंने पद लिखे हुए हैं। वो पढ़ने के पश्चात मालूम होता है हमें कि कैसे महाप्रभु ने अलग अलग व्यक्तियों के हृदय को भगवत भक्ति के लिए प्रेरित किया, बड़े बड़े विद्वानों को, समय से दामोदर शीला से भगवान प्रकट हुए। हाँ यमुना के तट पे, राधा रमन का मंदिर तो यमुना के तट पे ही है ना, कितनी दूर है यमुना वहाँ से? आधा किलोमीटर भी नहीं होगी। वहाँ का वो कुल्लड़ का प्रसाद, कुल्लड़ में जो खीर मिलती है ना, वो सब बकवास है, क्योंकि गोपाल भट्ट गोस्वामी कब आए थे और वे एक पेड़ के नीचे ही नहीं रुकते थे, तो कहाँ से वो आग लाएंगे श्री नहीं। गोपीनाथ मंदिर में कहते हैं वहाँ का जो चूल्हा जल रहा है वो अभी तक 400 साल से जल रहा है करके, क्योंकि वो बुझाते ही नहीं ना, चूल्हे में कंटिन्यूस कुकिंग होते रहता है। वैसा ही है जितने भी प्राचीन मंदिर है उनके चूल्हे, जहाँ पे अभी तक मॉडर्नाइज टेक्निक्स नहीं आए वो तो पुराने चूल्हे, और चूल्हे तो जलते ही रहते हैं ना, चूल्हा बुझाता नहीं है कोई, कोई बुझाता है? आपने भी देखा होगा, आपकी दादी को पूछो। पहले कैसे होता था, विवाह वेदी में जो अग्नि प्रज्वलित होता है प्रजापति नाम का अग्नि, उसी से चूल्हा जलता था। अगर नया घर बना तो वही अग्नि वहाँ पे लेके जाके उसको स्थापित करके चूल्हा जलता था और वो जल्दी ही रहता था, इसलिए पहले के घरों में स्थिर लक्ष्मी वास किया करती थी, क्योंकि एक पर्टिकुलर डायरेक्शन में अग्नि रहता था वहाँ पे, और वो अग्नि उस घर के वातावरण को, अग्नि का कार्य ही सारी चीज़ों को पवित्र बनाना। कहते हैं वहाँ पे 500 लीटर दूध भोग लगता है भगवान को, उनके आविर्भाव तिथि के समय, राधा रमन का जो आविर्भाव जिस दिन हुआ नरसिंह चतुर्दशी के दिन, 500 लीटर दूध भोग लगता है भगवान, और वहाँ की स्नान यात्रा बहुत विशेष रहती है। अभी ग्रीष्म ऋतु में जो रहती है, पहले भगवान को नहलाते हैं और फिर भक्तों को नहलाते हैं। एक अलग ही आनंद है। आप पूरे 12 महीने चले जाओ वहाँ पे, 12 महीनों में जितने भी उत्सव आते हैं हर उत्सव वहाँ पे मनाया जाता है, हर ऋतु के अनुसार जो व्रत आते हैं, जो या पूजाएं होती है, वो इतनी सुंदर होती है और उसके अनुरूप ही गीत गाए जाते हैं। बहुत सुंदर। राधा रमन व्रज के राजा कहते हैं अभी। हाँ यही तो सुख है। मैंने कई भक्तों को देखा, सब छोड़ छाड़ के, एक व्यक्ति अब ही वॉज अ साइंटिस्ट, मेरे ख्याल से 2006 में मिला था एक बार ऐसी, तो उसको ऐसे ही हम राधा रमन लेके गए, क्योंकि जब मैं वृंदावन में रहता था तो हर शाम को राधा रमन चला जाता था, हर रात को, यानी भगवान सोने से पहले, एक 10-15 मिनट के लिए आप भगवान सोने से पहले जाओगे तो इतना सुंदर बांसुरी बजाते हैं और गाते हैं ना। वो बंदे ने एक दिन सुन ली, फिर उसको ऐसी लत लग गई उसकी कि वो एवरी वीकेंड सैटरडे संडे आना शुरू कर दिया। 2-3 महीना आने के बाद उसने छोड़ ही दिया, जॉब छोड़ दिया, घर छोड़ दिया, वृंदावन में एक छोटा सा रूम लेके रहने लगा और हर समय जाके राधा रमन में बैठ जाएगा, भगवान के सुंदर लीलाओं का जो गुणगान किया जाता है सुंदर गीतों में। और अभी आता है वो किसी से कुछ नहीं बात करता, जाके शांत जाके वो भगवान के सामने पीछे समय में बैठ के भगवान को देखते रहता है और सुनते रहता है, एक वाक्य भी नहीं बोलता किसी से। वहाँ का रस ही अलग है। क्या अच्छा नहीं, ये अष्ट देखो, भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर जी ने जितने भी सॉन्ग लिखे हैं ना, वो सारे सॉन्ग जो है वो अष्टकालीय रागों में लिखे हुए हैं, और जो सही में गाना जानते हैं वो उन्हीं रागों में उन गीतों को गाते, तो आप वो गीत आपको ले जाते हैं।
अभी अभी मैं देखा था कि कृष्ण कीर्तन का भी नाम दिया है, ऐसे गाना है शिखरानी, तो इसमें दिया था ये मीटर पे ऐसे गाना है।
90% ऑफ डिजीज गेट क्योर्ड जस्ट बाय म्यूजिक, और आजकल के हमारे जीवन में संगीत ही गायब हो गया है। पहले देखो, बचपन में हमने देखा था कि जब हमारी दादी माँ सुबह उठ के वो आटा बनाती थी तो सुबह उनके गाने वाले गीत अलग रहते थे, उसका राग अलग रहता था। दोपहर में वो जब धान वगैरह साफ करते थे उस समय गाने वाले गीत उनके अलग रहते थे। जब खेत में जाते थे दादा के साथ, और जब वो खेत में मड़ी ना काम करता था, कंसनवर बैल चालवता था, मड़नी हिंदी में क्या बोलते हैं मालूम नहीं, हार्वेस्टिंग के बाद जब बैलों के पैर के नीचे थोड़ा था, हाँ, और खेत में काम करते समय जो हमारे दादा वगैरह गाते थे वो भी एक सुर था, वो एक लय था, और वो लोगों के चेहरे पे एक अलग सा आनंद रहता था जो उनके गीतों में व्यक्त होता था, उनके आवाज़ में व्यक्त। उनको ना बीपी थी, ना शुगर थी, ना हार्ट का प्रॉब्लम था, बल्कि हृदय इतना अच्छा था, चाहे किसी का कोई भी बच्चा क्यों ना, वो अपने बच्चे जैसा ट्रीट करते थे, क्योंकि हृदय प्रेम से भरा रहता था। और जो व्यक्ति आनंदी रहता है वही गा सकता है ना, और उसका गाना सुन के लोग, हाँ, और ये था उनके पास। आजकल क्या है, कॉरपोरेट मशीन्स बन गए सब, ये सिस्टम हमारा ऐसे, ये फॉलो करना है, वो फॉलो करना है। अरे आदमी बने हो या मशीन बने हो,
भाई
है, गांव के लोग इतने खुशहाल क्यों है, क्यों उनका स्वास्थ्य इतना अच्छा है? क्योंकि निसर्ग के साथ है वो, और अपनी जो कहते हैं ना सिंपल लिविंग हाई थिंकिंग, हम तो केवल शब्दों में ही बोलते हैं लेकिन जीते नहीं, उसके हिसाब से नहीं है हमारा हृदय सरल। अगर सरल रहेगा तो आदमी खुश रहेगा, हंसता रहेगा अपने आप में। कल ही पढ़ रहा था मैं, एक्चुअली एक डॉक्टर है, उसने पूरा थीसिस लिखा है उसके ऊपर, और वो बताता है कि कैसे संगीत कार्य करता है जीवन। बोले 5% है जो दवाई की बीमारियां हैं, 10% है जो फिजिकल पेन है जो आप एक्सरसाइज के द्वारा कर सकते हैं, और 85% बीमारियां है जो केवल संगीत से दूर कर सकते हैं। क्योंकि शरीर के जो 7 चक्र है वो इन स्वरों के द्वारा, इन शब्दों के द्वारा ही ट्रीट किए जाते हैं। इसलिए ये अलग अलग राग अलग अलग समय पे गाए जाते हैं कि उन रागों के उच्चारण से और स्वरों के लय से उन चक्रों में आभा निर्माण होती है। हाँ, वो भूप राग में ही गानी है। कई लोग मां मंत्र का पूरा धजिया उड़ा देते हैं, शाम के सुबह गाना शुरू कर देते, उसे वो विराग हो जाता है, वो रुचि नहीं रहती फिर, ना भगवान को आनंद आता है ना गाने वाले को, जो गाता है उसको ही मालूम है क्या करें। और देखो आप खास करके अगर शरणागति कल्याण कल्प करो और प्रार्थना एक किताब देखोगे, मूल किताब जो है उनके ऊपर वो गीत के ऊपर ही लिखा है कि कौन से राग में गाना है उनका। आजकल तो हम सारे ढम ढम ढूम ढूम करते हैं, पूरे चक्रों की वाट लगा देते और चक्कर में आ जाते हैं। इसलिए बहुत, ये भी बड़ा शास्त्र है, इसके पीछे बहुत। श्रील प्रभुपाद की